It's kind of a nebulous news to me, and a nebulous appointment in my view. Above all, it is very strange because it is the first time I'm hearing it, and also through the media. It is strange that an appointment of this magnitude to know me in a person, but Edward Nasigri Mahama, the leader of the PNC, will take place. And the only time we hear about it is in the media. So it's a bit of difficulty for us. Permit me if I'm not able to speak the way you know me to be speaking, because I must tell you that I'm traumatized by the appointment. It is something that is difficult for me, and I'm sure many executives of our party. I say this because yesterday I went denying that it cannot be true, because the Edward Mahama that I know has told us on many occasions how he refused appointments under Rawlings to serve this nation, because those appointments were offered to him as an individual and not to the political party PNC. And because he did not want members of the party to be poached, he has always insisted that the party should be informed. And in 2000, as you recall, President Kufo, then opposition leader, wanted Edward Mahama, according to Edward Mahama, to become his running mate. Edward Mahama had insisted that President Kufo should pass it through the PNC before he can accept it. In 2001, when President Kufo had then won the election, according to Edward Mahama, he was offered the chance to become Minister for Health, and he told them that they should pass it through the party. Excitingly, when our then chairman, Malamisa, was nominated for Minister for Youth and Sports, Edward Mahama said because the party had not sanctioned it, Malamisa was disowned by the PNC. We had to disown the Ashanti Regional Secretary of the PNC, Thomas Atiga, for going out there to support Madam Patricia Ajay in the Asuwansi by-elections. So given that history of who Edward Mahama is, it was unthinkable for me to accept that indeed it is true that he was appointed an ambassador without portfolio.
The PNC national chairman apologized to members of the party who were sacked for accepting positions in the previous MPP government or those who supported MPP parliamentary candidates during elections.
Particularly so when I've heard Edward Mahama criticize the NDC and MPP for always poaching our members and pretending that they are calling on them to serve our nation, and eventually they take them over. The examples include Ambrose Zeri, Professor Kasim Kasanga, Dominic Newtool, to mention but a few.
Bernard, is there any particular action that the PNC as a party is going to take on this matter?
The best I can say for this moment in my trauma is to say that maybe the party may organize some meeting, and then Edward Mahama may have to explain the circumstances that compelled him to accept this time round, and in particular that the party is not informed of the decision, and maybe the party can then advise itself from there.
On the principles of equity and justice, you just enumerated a number of occasions that several individual members of the PNC were sanctioned, or for that matter, were sort of sacked from the party for accepting positions in the different party. Is that policy going to change because this time around it involved Dr. Nasigri Mahama?
I am not able to say so, but maybe we will use the moment to apologize to those other persons who suffered the iron-handedness of our party under the circumstances. Maybe we have to apologize to Malamisa, to Mahmoud Abbas, to Thomas Atiga, and the many others who have suffered the iron-handedness of our party. Maybe we were wrong.
But is there anything particularly wrong about a member of the PNC accepting a position in a government? Because as a political party, I believe your aim is to help develop Mother Ghana. And so if one of you is capable or has the competence to help Mother Ghana, should that be a problem?
No, it naturally will not be a problem. But the person that is involved is possibly the problem. And it is not just an ordinary member of the party, you know that. It is the leader of our party. So if our leader of our party has found favor in his pseudo political party, maybe the call is for all of us to join him, his pseudo political party.
What does that mean, that is his pseudo political party?
Oh, I said pseudo political party. You know, pseudo political party means it's not your actual party, you are not, but your party of interest or of some sort. Because, see, as the leader of the party, can Edward Mahama address a press conference criticizing President Nana Akufo-Addo for certain decisions that are inimical to our national while serving in his government as an ambassador?
PNC National Chairman Bernard Mornar talking to Bubu Klinogo.